KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business, and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
When NCAA basketball play last night, Big East champion Louisville, the fourth seed in the West Regional, upset top-seeded Michigan State 57-44 in the opener of that regional semifinal as Shane Bohannon scored 15 points and Gorey Zhang's anchored Louisville's stifling defense with seven block shots. Tom Izzo's Spartans were ice-cold from the field, shooting just 28%. Draymond Green had 13 points and 16 rebounds in what turned into his final game for Michigan State, while Brandon Wood added 14 points. Louisville will play 7th-seeded Florida Saturday for the West Regional title. The Gators eliminated number 3-seed Marquette 68-58 in the other West semi. Bradley Beal led the Gators with 21 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. That sends Florida coach Billy Donovan into a matchup against his old boss, Rick Pitino, who coached him at Providence in their Elite Eight matchup. Syracuse, the top seed in the East Regional, escaped with a 64-63 victory over 4th-seeded Wisconsin in the East semis last night. C.J. Fair led the Orange with 15 points, and Scoop Jardine added 14. The Badgers stayed close by sinking 14 of 27 three-point shots. Jordan Taylor and Jared Berggren each had 17 for Wisconsin. Next up for Syracuse is Ohio State, which won the Battle of the Buckeye State by beating Cincinnati 81-66 in just the second meeting of those two schools in 50 years. Deshaun Thomas scored 20 of his game-high 26 points in the first half to lead the Buckeyes. Jared Sullinger added 23 points and 11 rebounds. The Buckeyes go to the regional finals for the first time since 2007 when they lost the national title game to Florida. Tonight's South Regional semifinals start with Baylor against Xavier. That'll be followed by top-seeded Kentucky taking on Indiana. The Midwest Regional semis are in St. Louis tonight. Top-seed North Carolina battles Ohio in the opener. That'll be followed by North Carolina State against Kansas. Ohio's John Gross isn't saying whether he's interested in filling any of the high-profile coaching vacancies out there. Gross's name has been connected to the Nebraska and Illinois openings. Gross said Thursday that he would withhold comment on his future until after the Bobcats season. Ohio plays North Carolina in the Midwest Regional semifinals in St. Louis today. Gross says it's flattering to be mentioned for Big Ten jobs because it means he's doing something right. The Bobcats are in the round of 16 for the first time since 1964. Oregon coach Dana Altman, who grew up in Nebraska and coached at Creighton, said through a spokesman that he wouldn't discuss the Huskers' job and that he was recruiting for the Ducks this week. Iowa State women's head basketball coach Bill Fennelly announced two roster changes on Thursday. Fennelly announced that sophomore guard Kelsey Harris and freshman center Kalia Mays will transfer from the program. Harris played in 58 career games at Iowa State, averaging 12 minutes a contest. The Berea, California native averaged 2.4 points per game, shooting 33% from three-point range in her career as she connected on 14 threes as a sophomore. Mays, a Duncanville, Texas native, saw action in 8 games as a freshman, averaging 1.3 points and 2 rebounds per contest. In the NBA last night, it was Indiana over Washington 85-83. Boston beat Milwaukee 100-91. It was Houston over Golden State 109-83. New Orleans beat the LA Clippers 97-90. Portland got by Memphis 97-93. And Utah by the skin of their nose 103-102, a winner over Sacramento. In the National Hockey League last night, it was Pittsburgh 5-1 over Nashville. Philadelphia in a shootout 2-1 over Washington. Tampa Bay also had to go to a shootout to beat Edmonton 3-2. Minnesota a shootout 3-2 winner over Calgary. Vancouver beat Dallas 2-1. Phoenix over Colorado 3-2. San Jose dumping Boston 2-1. 2-1, and Los Angeles had to go to the shootout to beat St. Louis by a final of 1-0. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business, and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
In football news, Chiefs linebacker Jovan Belcher has signed his free agent tender, which was at the second round level, and will pay him $1.972 million for the 2012 season. The team announced that Belcher had signed his tender Thursday. Belcher went undrafted in 2009 out of Maine, but he's become a solid contributor in the middle of the Kansas City defense. He's made 34 starts in 48 games over three seasons. He also has experience on special teams. Belcher will compete with Brandon Seiler for the middle linebacker spot alongside Pro Bowl selection Derek Johnson this season. Seiler missed last season after tearing his Achilles tendon early in training camp. In other NFL news, New York Jets coach Rex Ryan says newly acquired backup QB Tim Tebow gives the Jets the option to run offensive coordinator Tony Sparano's Wildcat offense and gives opposing defenses another concern. Ryan calls Tebow an outstanding football player, but adds the team is committed to Mark Sanchez as their starter. In the wake of their acquisition of Tebow, the Jets are looking to trade Drew Stanton. A person familiar with the Jets' plans says the team is trying to pull off a deal involving Stanton, who they signed to a $1.25 million one-year deal last week to be the backup to Sanchez. Stanton has played in 12 games, including four starts, since being drafted in the second round 5 years ago. Andrew Luck was the center of attention in front of a jam-packed Stanford practice field for the school's pro day. Projected to go number one overall to the Indianapolis Colts in April's NFL draft, Luck was among a dozen former Stanford players who were trying to impress more than 125 NFL scouts and executives. The Denver Broncos added another target for Peyton Manning as they signed free agent wide receiver Andre Caldwell. The fifth-year player spent the last four seasons with Cincinnati, catching 124 passes for 1,172 yards and six touchdowns. The Chicago Bears have agreed to a four-year contract with running back Michael Bush. Bush will join Matt Forte, who got a franchise tag from the Bears in Chicago's backfield. Bush played four seasons for the Oakland Raiders, gaining 2,642 yards with 21 touchdowns. The San Francisco 49ers added a player who helped deny them a trip to the Super Bowl as they reached a two-year deal with wide receiver Mario Manningham. Playing for the eventual champion New York Giants, Manningham caught three touchdown passes, including a 17-yarder in the fourth quarter of New York's overtime win over the 49ers in the NFC title game. Senator Dick Durbin is setting up a Judiciary Committee hearing about bounties in the NFL and other major sports in the wake of news that New Orleans Saints players received extra cash for hits that hurt particular opponents. The Assistant Senate Majority Leader and Illinois Democrat says he wants to examine whether federal law should make such bounty systems a crime. Durbin's announcement came a day after the NFL took a harsh stand on bounties, suspending Saints head coach Sean Payton for all of next season and indefinitely banning former defensive coordinator Greg Williams. Durbin calls the Saints' bounties a disturbing practice. He plans to ask representatives of the NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and NCAA to testify at the hearing. University of Iowa wrestler Montel Marion has pleaded guilty to a driving violation and a string of legal troubles over the past 2 years. The senior, who placed second in the NCAA championships last week, pleaded guilty Monday to driving while barred as a habitual offender and was ordered to pay a $625 fine. He was ticketed in December, in Iowa City. Attorney Paul Rosenberg says Marion must refrain from driving anywhere but class until November. Marion, a three-time All-American and two-time NCAA runner-up, was banned from all team activities after he was arrested in May of 2010 on suspicion of drunken driving. Marion got a speeding ticket in July, his sixth moving violation in 2 years, and it warranted a one-year driving ban. In baseball news, longtime Atlanta Braves third baseman Chipper Jones says this will be his final season. The 1999 National League MVP winner, who turns 40 next month, spent his entire 18-year career with the Braves with a .304 career average, 454 home runs, and 1,561 RBIs. Jones says he's accomplished everything he ever wanted to do as a big leaguer, saying there's nothing left for him to do. In golf, Charlie Wee and Jason Duffner are tied for the lead after the first round of the PGA's Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando, Florida. Both open with 6-under 66s. And the 2011 Atlantic Trojan Girls Golf Team has earned an Excellence in Academic Achievement Award from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Team members include graduated seniors Pammy Fixmer, Kristen Schuler, and Sierra Worth, current senior Caitlin Walter, and current sophomores Brooke Fletcher and Bailey Walter. Those six girls finished last school year with a combined grade point average of 3.544. The Excellence in Academic Achievement Award is given to teams who achieve a combined GPA of 3.2 to 3.6. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. Located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.